Children, this is your 24-hour warning to get Mother's Day sorted. Mothers, this is your 24-hour warning to brace yourselves for the kitchen apocalypse after breakfast in bed. Margaret Leahy, writer, food lover and mother of four older children, was bracing herself for a day of pampering until an unexpected turn of events.
Mother's Day invitation, the WhatsApp said. You're going to need your best dress. And so began 2 weeks of anticipation as to what was going to happen on Sunday, the 30th of March. Considering my best dress is more than a few years past its sell-by date, I decided a Guna Nua was in order and even splashed out on a new pair of shiny shoes. There was a suggestion I should get my hair done and a manicure. Had she forgotten I'm a gardener? I'd be doing well to show up with clean fingernails this time of year. But excited by all the effort she was putting in, I made a hair appointment for today. She is Aisling, my youngest daughter, and as the only one of my four children living in Ireland, is in charge of planning Mother's Day treats. They all contribute financially, but she gets to decide what and where to take me. She's been known to be a bit flahoolock with their money. Sure, I'm worth it. There were a few more hints during that first week about the treats in store. An email from Éireann Ó Éireann had my train ticket to Dublin. I noted the return trip was Monday, so now I knew I was being put up in a hotel. Pack your glad rags was the accompanying message. Then, last week, Mayo were playing Donegal in their last game of the league. Having grown up in Mayo, my children are die-hard supporters of the green and red. So the family WhatsApp was hopping with score updates. Relegation was a possibility, so tensions were high. It went close to the wire, with the team still level at 63 minutes. But, yippee, we won by 2 points. We were going to play Kerry in the league final. The implications of this didn't hit me immediately. And then it dawned on me. There was a pretty good chance it would be played the following Sunday, Mother's Day. My daughter messaged me with just a question mark, but we both knew it wasn't ever in question. We were going to Croke Park. So tomorrow, I'll swap the Guna Nua for a Mayo shirt and the shiny shoes for sneakers. The fresh coiffed hair will most likely end up plastered to my head with the wind and the rain. The delicate cucumber sandwiches and dainty scones of afternoon tea will be replaced by a bag of chips at halftime. And while I'll be swapping champagne and crystal flutes for warm white wine in a plastic cup, my cup runneth over with love for James, Ian, Niamh and Aisling. Han Mayo!
And maybe it'll be different for Mayo fans this year. Margaret Leahy there. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. On the Mother's Day team on Countrywide this morning, Siobhan McElroy picked